Welcome back. I hope that everyone was able to enjoy a delightful February break. Here on campus, Blair and Joe and their team hosted a wildly popular Star Wars-themed vacation camp, complete with a visit from Princess Leia and Darth Vader to round out an intergalactic week here at BDS. For my part, I spent the week recharging with my family and doing my best to catch up on some reading, which had fallen by the wayside. Alas, all I could muster was half of Joyce Kern Goodwin's Leadership in Turbulent Times and all of Ruth Ware's The Woman in Cabin 10, a beach read thriller in stark contrast to Goodwin's study of Lincoln, both Roosevelt's and Lyndon Johnson. But it would be a New York Times article that I read this week between the moments of re-entry with faculty and students that stopped me in my tracks. Frankly, I'm still reeling a bit in my effort to make sense of it. The article, Plagiarism Software Unveils a New Source for 11 of Shakespeare's Plays, is about Dennis McCarthy, a Shakespearean scholar who has come across the manuscripts of George North. Before reading the article, George North meant nothing to me, and yet he may have informed not only the storylines, but the very language of nearly a dozen of Shakespeare's plays. And as is often the case with Shakespeare and with me, my glasses are rather rose-colored. I was a double major in English and theater as an undergrad. Shakespeare comfortably occupies the space where those two roads meet. As such, this news was quite disappointing, shocking even. And then I got to thinking about my curriculum and the opportunity to teach authentically to the core value of honesty in my English classroom. My curriculum includes The Tempest, which thankfully is not one of the 11 plays mentioned in the article. But back to my kids, I look forward to sharing this article and then asking my students a long list of questions that include, does the possibility that Shakespeare borrowed ideas and language over 400 years ago change the excellence of that text today? And if so, why? Or what happens when honesty is compromised and we're left to reconcile how our feelings change about a particular subject as a result? And how is this applicable beyond the language of Shakespeare? What about athletes who have been caught using performance-enhancing drugs? What about musicians who have borrowed music without acknowledgement or royalty? Does that change the way we think of these athletes or musicians? Should it change the way that I think of Shakespeare? Never, and I mean never, did I imagine that my position on Shakespeare as the greatest writer in history might change. I've stood by that take with sincere and passionate conviction. So what now? I suppose this is what I love about education and lifelong learning. It requires flexibility and adaptability of the mind, especially when a long-standing belief you have held is challenged when you weren't expecting it to be. It's not what any of Goodwin's presidents were up against in those turbulent times, but for me, this might be as turbulent as it gets. Have a great weekend, everyone.